Welcome to Making Room, a podcast inspiring people to accelerate change by being a catalyst, honoring creativity, and acting with courage. We are making room for the greatest potential of our community.
All right, Brandon, we're back here with Making Room, just the two of us again here. We're going to mix it up with people, keep them thinking, right? We may have takeovers happen from some of our past guests, but it's awesome to see you, man. How you doing?
It's good to see you too. I'm doing well.
Glad
to be here.
What's it? Any cool vacations we didn't know about? Where'd you go this summer?
Oh man, I went to. I spent a lot of time at the beach. Went down to the Panhandle. Your home state of Florida. We went there for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Everything had to be road trips because of COVID. Obviously, we didn't want to put the kids on a plane just yet, but we're getting there. Then we went down to Isle of Palms for a little bit, and I love Charleston area. So.
Oh yeah, that's
my roots are in South Carolina too.
South Carolina.
That's right.
That's one of my favorite beaches because for listeners who don't know, I've got a Labrador, and that is like the dog Super Bowl from 7 to 9 a.m. off leash, going crazy, yeah. And it's amazing. And I think as you said, like time with family, traveling. There's been time to really reflect in the last year with racial reckoning, a pandemic. We've kind of been forced to be at home, and I'm just curious for you. Someone asked me this the other day, and I thought it was a great question in a couple parts of what have you really learned, about yourself, your leadership, new practices, things you've started, stopped, just kind of like what has like shifted in you in the last year?
That's a great question. And I think it is being present in the moment and appreciating the process, not the result.
Mm.
Right. And I keep going back to, I remember when my kid's preschool teacher would talk about the art and they would say, it's all about the process. It's not about the product. And I took it as, oh, that means I can throw away the product. But really what she was saying was, it's really the process that is meaningful.
Yeah.
So who cares what it looks like when they're done with it? Who cares what the product is? It may go away, but their process of going through something. And so in COVID, our process of going through it and appreciating every moment of the Zoom saying unstable connection because we had 4 Zooms going at once, right, with everybody in the household. Just appreciating that for this one moment in life, all of us were in the same house together, spending meaningful time day after day, just us. Appreciating how much it meant to be able to see family members for the first time where you didn't feel like you were exposing them to something that could take their lives, or just being outside, finding a way to celebrate a birthday outside, even with those masks. Like those moments, like you don't get those in just normal course of life. And other than this pandemic, we wouldn't have gotten those moments. And so appreciating that's part of the process and not saying, oh, how do we get through this? We got to get over this. I'm tired of wearing this mask. I'm tired, which we all are, but appreciating this moment in process to take a step back and appreciate what really matters.
I love that. Especially the just paying attention.
Yeah.
And I'm learning how often I didn't pay attention,
right?
Or I was just like so committed to getting through to the next thing. And I've noticed it even with, before most recently when it was more favorable to have, people outside, where so many times I would cook dinner for people, I would just be like racing to prepare for them to come,
right,
and then be tired when they got there and be like,
yeah,
when they leave, and like, wait a minute, the point was to be
enjoy
with
them
and to enjoy them. And so I had friends the other, I love to cook homemade pizza, and instead of worrying about like the house not being exactly right, I took 10 minutes and just had a glass of wine sitting on the couch with my dog and said, you know what, instead of this extra cleaning I could do, I don't think they're going to notice that.
Right.
I'm going to enjoy my home,
right,
and I'm going to enjoy these plants. And I think that that's something for me that's changed, is that really continuing to just slow down.
Yeah.
And to just have, you have to, like you said about teams and work, is that there's going to be a new thing that comes up. So yeah, let's really take a learning approach. And I right. love that about the process of right. just starting, iterating, kind of like we're doing here. We're going to start writing, and people are like, well, where it's going? Well, yeah, I don't know, but we're going to learn, yeah, and we're going to move quick. And, but we're going to, the fun part is creating and building.
Yeah, you know? That's right. That's right. And that's been the case here too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that kids, like similar, you talked about your kids. Like I had my godson and his four siblings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Up,
I saw the pictures. Yep.
And I'm just so struck with when you put, like, kids get that so innately. Yeah. Like, we put paint out.
Right.
And they didn't really plan and draw. They just start painting, you know?
Right.
And I've noticed that even, I've started painting some, how it's like, there's, my mind wants to say, well, what are you going to do and create? And sometimes it's just putting different colors on a canvas is awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids sort of get that we just, you have to try more things. And that's something I'm continuing to learn.
That's
is
right.
Just start and you'll learn. We heard Nate Sally in some episodes in the past, you know, say the perfect time's inspired by action.
That's right.
And that is something that I'm constantly thinking about.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about kids on here, but they just at this innate level, they just get it. And I've having spent so much time with them over the past year, probably more time than I've ever thought I would spend with them I think we went a year without even having a night away or a sitter because we're just worried about a grandparent's exposure. You know, I learned a lot about them and really I learned a lot from them. Like, so on our vacations that we mentioned, my son in particular, he would always make a friend. And by the end of the vacation, even, you know, we cringe because it's like, oh, we should be safe with COVID, but he would make a friend, and we didn't want to change that because, you know, the parents wouldn't actually talk at first, right? Like, the parents would just kind of sit. You may have a superficial, oh, where are you in from? How long are you here? When you leaving?
Yeah.
But the kids would just gravitate towards each other, and they would say, yeah, of course you can come play. Help me build this. And at one point, they were building this castle, sandcastle with moats. And my son and some random kid from Ohio were saying, oh, well, if you build that here, I can build a bridge on top and have a tunnel go under. And so after a while, the parents came together and was like, what are you guys doing? And we started talking, but the kids brought us together.
Yeah.
And it just didn't have those boundaries that we may have had, right? So
yeah,
I figured I'd riff off of your talking about kids.
Oh, no, it's odd. I mean, because I think kids really, they do. They bring us together. And I think we've talked a lot about the next generation, too. Not only kids that are really young, but ones coming up behind us where, you know, inclusion and thinking differently and bringing, learning about culture, like, just comes more naturally. And
that's
it,
right.
It does, it gives me a lot of hope. And I think we've done that here where we've had, you know, a 17-year-old, a Furukol Brewer, was our first ever guest, right? And and what her capabilities are at her age, what we'd put up against any facilitator and speaker. And it does, it sort of, you know, I think that's the thing I'm learning too, is in the work, is you've got to try things. Like innovation happens when we try things. It also happens through constraints. I was talking about someone the other day, and I'm curious your thoughts on this, that, you know, when you take something away, you force people to think. And if you give someone 3 weeks to write something, they'll probably take 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and if you say, like, you've got like 6 minutes, you never know. And so are there things in innovation you've seen personally, professionally happen because of constraints we've had in the market that's really brought something to life?
Yeah. So COVID was, again, a beautiful illustration of this, where we as a healthcare system had to respond, and we had things that were taken away from us, just, you know, the time to think through things, and just the way the team came together. And I mean, our specific team that I'm on, but also the broader team, came together and collaborated in a way to get things done, because you didn't have the luxury of just saying, well, that's someone else's area, or I'm just going to run my own silo here. No, everyone had to coordinate and figure out how this was going to impact across the entire team organization. And so I do think you're right. So I've had my fair share. Unfortunately, I was in financial services on Wall Street when the financial crisis happened. And now I've moved into healthcare when the COVID pandemic happened. So you do not want to follow me wherever I go next. I'm not going anywhere, but it tends to follow me. But there really is, when you have these moments of crisis, there's this great quote that Winston Churchill, I think, and I'm probably not going to get it right, but I think it's the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity, and the optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. And these times of great crisis, if you just enjoy the process for what it is, and there are seasons to life, that you're going to go through difficult times and see the opportunities that come into them, there's always some sort of opportunity that comes out of it. And so I'm sure you've seen that too. I mean, you're a living example of when we're talking, right?
Yeah.
I think COVID gave you a little bit of a cover to take some of this significant, courageous step that you've taken.
Yeah, it really, that's a great point. You know, when the things happened the way they did, it forced me to reflect. And I remember one of the best decisions I made in life in a relationship that wasn't working was after I got in a bad bike accident. And it forced me to sit on the couch for 3 days and be like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I need to make a change.
That's right.
And I think COVID was that too, the constraint of taking things away that I thought were coming forced me to think about what really matters.
That's right.
I think that's the beauty sometimes of constraints is when you pull something away, it can feel like a loss, but it can also be a gain because it forces you to think. For me, it was, what do I really want? And what I really wanted was to be in a high growth learning environment. I wanted to be with people that I felt really stretched who I was and could stretch my ability to respond to humanity and care for the world in a way that was meaningful and to really create,
right?
And I felt like having been in facilitating for so long is that I hadn't had a chance to really say, what's inside of me,
right?
And you can do that through dialogue. And so I think it did kind of force me to think, what is most important and what do I want to focus on? You know, time enjoying with my dog, right?
Sorry,
like having that time together. And I think it's really driven there has been a lot of great things. I was with Dr. Mehta Shivani yesterday, and she asked me to speak to some of her residents. And one thing she said that was so fascinating about this topic was her residents, who are new physicians, just feel like this is normal.
Yeah.
In healthcare.
Right.
Whereas physicians like her and others who have been in it for a while are like, this is nuts, right? All this and that.
Right,
and they're just
sort
of like, and so she said it was a great perspective to hear, like, well, what if my brain said this was normal and not abnormal? How might that change how I respond?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's great. That's great.
So, well, it has been a fun process. And we have said, we don't know where it's going. I wanted to share this quote from you because we've talked about this as we build.
I don't know which quote you're going to read.
This is my favorite books, The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And this is a quote by Juan Gris in the book. You are lost the instant you know what the result will be.
Wow.
You are lost the instant you know what the result will be. Love your reactions and how it relates to this, what we're doing.
You know, I think that's right. If you want me related to this, you know, I think, well, I'll just relate it generally, and it also relates to this.
Yeah.
But if you know the answers, if you know how it's going to turn out, you don't play the game, you don't go through the process, you don't have the excitement, the spontaneity that can come out that says that the finale is not set in stone. I can have influence. I can create. I can innovate. I can move around. But if you know how it's going to come out, I don't even know so I'm going to take this way to extreme.
Yeah,
let's say this were to become the most successful podcast it's ever going to become, and you know that today. I'm not even sure I wanted to know that because I want to know the exhilaration of knowing maybe this just fails and bombs, right? and I haven't been able to take the risk. But being able to do that risk may set up for something else, or it may drive us in a different direction or have us think about different things. And so I think that's a great quote. I didn't think about it, but it also is what I try to bring back to my kids. This is what I try to instill in my kids. Like, it's not enough that you know how to get to an answer or maybe know the right answer. What was your process in getting there? And can you replicate that process and use that process in other places? And what did you learn from the process? So I think that's spot on. What is your reaction to it? You read it, so I know you probably love the quote.
Well, I'm loving ones like that that are so short and poignant, and it hits me of sometimes these quotes are just hitting me just at the right time. I re-listened to chapter 11 in this, and I felt like it was like solid gold because it talks about the creative process being that you really there has to be discipline in showing up to write, to record, to let things come out of you and unfold.
That's right.
And strategy is not a bad thing, but if you over-strategize, then you can squash the essence and the spirit out of what you're trying to do. And that really struck a chord with me. And I think I'm learning in this work is when it seems hard and you're trying to, you know, strategize too much, it's to just try and go and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what the result will be. Like, we don't know where this podcast will be in several months or a year. We don't know if it iterates as we've talked to books or writing. And I love that you're lost when you think you know.
Yeah, when you think you know.
Yeah, when you think you know, and it's so counterintuitive. So yeah,
that's right. It's like when I say, I have family members love, my kids in particular love this quote, when I say, the wise man knows he knows nothing at all.
What does that mean?
They're like, so you saying you're wise and you don't know anything?
I think we need your kids. I think we need...
Oh, we have some great
on here.
We have some epic conversations. It's I love joking around with them and giving them a hard time.
I love it.
And blowing their minds with things.
and then working on your drawings together.
Yeah, we do that too. We do that too. And I let them just grab trash, recycling really, not trash, and make whatever they want to make in the house. We talked about that. It is. Daddies definitely do it different in our house. I don't know if my wife feels good about what I let them do, but
she let them rip it up. Well,
yeah.
I think that's what we got to get the spouses on the Rival podcast. More work for Queen City podcast here.
I like that.
And I tell you, this has been fun. I love quotes and the process, and this has been great.
I'm gonna take over here.
Take over, baby.
All right, so you always do this, but I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
We're going to give you.
Yes.
I'm going to give you 60 seconds.
Okay.
What is your takeaway for today? Just whatever's on your mind, on your heart. Speak and close us out.
You know, I think it's the. For me, I'm just keep thinking about trying things, and even today there was as we've recorded a few episodes. To be okay that we don't really have a plan and know that our styles actually work when we just have a few concepts and get in and talk.
Right.
And I think there's continuing to be okay with that, right? And be okay that we don't know quite what's going to happen. And it's really stretching me in a big way because not being prepared or have everything mapped out sometimes is hard. And not surrendering. You know, I wrote a poem over the weekend called Dear Surrender, and I'm really grappling with that concept. And so to me, staying in the process also means to surrender to what you're capable of deep down inside. And so I just want to continue to remind myself and our team that we're opening up to what we're capable of, and we've got to see what happens.
I like it. Well, I guess I'll take us home and say thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, John Davis, for sharing that. It's been a pleasure today.
Yes.
We invite you to continue making room with us. You'll find this episode and all of our exciting and meaningful conversations on Apple, Spotify, or really anywhere you choose to listen to podcasts.
Join the Making Room movement and get more info at makingroomwithus.com or follow us on Instagram at Making Room With Us.
Thank you for showing up for us and each other. Until next time.
You are wonderful and full of truth. Just as you are.
Just as you are.
You are wonderful, so full of truth. Just as you are, just as you are, you're welcome here, just as you are.